بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. That is question and answer on Islamic beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
All right, Sheikh Karimi. For today's discussion, we want to talk about cloning a human. Is cloning a human in contradiction with divine creatorship or creation or not? This is a major question for today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, the human beings, they have advanced a lot in technologies. And they have so many, manufactured items. And recently, in the last maybe two or three decades, we have the concept of cloning. And it's interesting to know that when they began to do this, there was a challenge among the followers of different traditions, religious traditions, whether it is permitted to do so or not. So we have the reactions of some Jewish scholars, Christian scholars, and Muslim scholars. And we had some among the, for example, Christians who opposed that cloning is not permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Because they thought that, there are different
This is
reasons.
Divine intervention, that's
Not
right.
Not only that, maybe they also thought of the negative consequences
right.
in the future.
Okay.
But you see that among the Shia scholars, at least a famous idea among the Shia scholars is that cloning is absolutely permitted. And of course, the scholars should take into consideration, some human...
ethical, human, biological considerations.
Concerns,
that's right.
Considerations.
All right.
But in and of itself, it has nothing to do with negating the creatorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I will explain today in today's program. So to begin with, I would like to mention one case in the history. You know that when you do cloning, what happens is that you will have something looking like human beings.
All right.
And... as I will mention, you are taking benefit from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So it's not exactly what happens in the natural process of, the creation of a human being.
Okay.
But in the time of Jesus alayhi salam, he did something which absolutely resembled the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to put it in today's
that context,
terminology.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about the verse 49 of chapter Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa rasulan ila bani Israel, and a messenger to the children of Israel, anni qad ji'tukum bi ayatin min rabbikum. He would say, indeed, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. In that, anni akhluqu lakum min at-teen ka hay'ati at-tayr, fa'anfukhu fihi fayakunu tayran bi'idhnillah. I designed for you from clay that which is like the form of a bird. Then I breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by the permission of Allah.
All right.
So you see,
that was a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a miracle.
Oh, okay.
So my point is that Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, is just, what he has is just some, maybe some mud. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then he breathes into it and it becomes a real bird.
All right.
It's different from what you see in some laboratories is done regarding human beings. It was a real bird.
Mm-hmm.
But does it negate the creatorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the
this
Quran.
This is an order by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
Yeah, but my point is that the very fact that Jesus alayhi salam is making... a bird and breathes into it and it becomes a real bird does not negate the creatorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Or for example, in the case of Salih alayhi salam, we know that the she camel of Salih alayhi salam is famous. Of course, he did not produce it, but anyway, the she camel came from within a mountain.
And how the story is about Prophet Ibrahim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hunting some birds and then mixing the flesh together, putting on the mountain hills, and then by Allah's order, all of them coming together. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So the point is that in all these cases, what a human being is doing, as the verse reads, is bi-ithnillah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first point, that if Salih alayhi salam is able to do so, if Ibrahim and Isa alayhi salam, they are able to do so, they are doing that with the power given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the course of history, if the human beings were able to invent so many manufactured items, I mean airplanes, electricity, and you name it, all of them are done with the power given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one point.
All right.
The second point is that when it comes to cloning, beside the fact that the intellect, the intelligence, everything that we have and the human beings they have, they come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very matter that the scholars, the scientists use is also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, in cloning, that matter from which cloning is, done and processed is not created by those people themselves.
Okay.
If human being is able to do cloning, it is because of the fact that they have access to the available matters to them. So who is the creators of those matters? Okay?
That's right.
So that is why we believe that cloning has nothing to do to reject the concept of the creatorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. So if some injustice take place in the cloning process, for instance, some people are killed, or some people are born in a deformed way, or I don't know. So it becomes a kind of trial process, okay? What about that time? Is it accepted by Islam?
So this is another discussion. We are not going to go to jurisprudence in today's program. As I mentioned, the famous idea among the Shia scholars is that in and of itself, cloning is permitted, but with the condition that the ethical, the moral, the human concerns are taken into consideration. The case that you mentioned is very likely to be prohibited based on the jurisprudence, but our dear listeners need to consult the religious authorities that they follow.
Okay.
So these are two main points. The third point that I would like to mention, so I mentioned that first, it is done with the power, intellect, reason given to the human beings. Second of all, the scientists, they are using the matters created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third, when it comes to the sample, they are following the sample which already, was followed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You mean the archetype, that's right.
Yeah, my point is that if, for example, in today's cloning, and we have some scholars trying to produce ovum, for example, they are following the structure that's already designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? So the design is, for sure comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If maybe in future or today they are able to, for example, produce the artificial womb, again, they are following the design that was designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if they are able to, clone, which is going to maybe which may have happened or may happen in the future, the design that they are following is the divine design. Okay, mm-hmm. They have not invented a special design for themselves. Okay. This is the third point. The fourth point is that even if the human beings are able to, create human beings, they are creating the physical body of the human being. They are not able to breathe the soul into that body.
All right.
And this is a very, very important point. So in the Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about various stages of human fetus.
Of humanity, right.
And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. Then we created him a new creation. This is referring to the time that, the soul is breathed mm-hmm. into human beings. So this part is for sure a divine task. So any scientist may bring and produce the physical human body, but when it comes to breathing the divine soul, the human soul, which is called, the spirit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the divine task and job.
Even in the cloning system, the scientists are not going to clone a human being. They are going to clone the DNAs, okay?
That's the point. Yeah.
So, the DNAs themselves automatically, again, try to produce a human being and clone a human being. Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the day, humans are not cloning humans. Humans are cloning genes or DNAs.
And the genes was the matter that was already available.
That's right.
It was created by God.
So it's not a creation of, for example,
from the beginning.
A man. That's right, from the very beginning. Okay.
And this is the fourth point. The last one that I would like to share is that, the role of the parents does not negate the creatorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I would like to share another simile, we can talk about a farmer. So a farmer may also plow the soil and sow the seeds and also irrigate the land. Okay? He does all these activities. So can we call the farmer as the creator of the crop? No. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in chapter Waqa, verses 63 and 64, that أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ Is it you? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ And have you seen that seed which you sow? Is it you who makes it grow or mm-hmm. are we the grower? So very explicitly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the fact that human beings may do the basic conditions required for the plant life.
That's
but
right.
the main creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in cloning also, as I mentioned, all the matters available for the scientists, they are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intellect is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The design is the divine design. And all these lead to the fact that it does not reject the creatorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept cloning humans, is it in contradiction with Islamic beliefs or not? It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, we leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.